Beasley with Martin Besser. Jackrabbit FM cares. Good morning, angels.
For this morning's edition of Good Morning Angels, I went across to our studio in Mbombela. Ons gaan 'n bietjie laafeld liefde uitdeel hopelik. Ons eerste gas is Stefan Broekman. Stefan, goeiemôre.
Môre, Martin en span.
Now, Stefan, you are a game ranger and also the head of a particular department, and we'll talk some more about that in a moment. Ek wil hê jy moet my 'n klein bietjie meer vertel van ons baie spesiale gas op die show vanoggend, Solly Mashlawule, also a game ranger. En jy stap nou al die pad saam met hom vir 'n hele paar jaar. You've been with him on this journey for a number of years, right?
That's correct, yes. So I met Solly in 2011, and for confidentiality purposes, I'm not going to mention names of the game reserves where we've worked and operated.
Yeah.
But Solly was part of a youth program where members were tested on a recruitment process. Basically, was set in place where vacant ranger positions was going to be filled. These guys were selected out of close to 500 young aspirant South Africans that wanted to do something for their country and for wildlife. Solly was part of a group of about 60 that ended up finishing the recruitment process. His career started there as a field ranger on a reserve in the Lowveld. This was during 2011. And as you all would know, that was the time in conservation and the time in wildlife when a lot of rhinos were lost to poaching.
Mm, that's right. So he became a game ranger and obviously a very, very good one. It's a career that he's been holding now for a number of years.
That's correct, yes.
Solly, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Yes, I'm good.
The game ranging, hey?
Yes.
What a passion. What a job. And I want to thank you for the great job that you do. Though with game ranging these days comes a whole new aspect or responsibility, really, and that is safety and security of the animals, yourself, your squad. It's become a really, really dangerous game. And that is why we really need to salute you, all of us. For doing this job. So thank you for the work that you do. We really do appreciate it. Solly, tell me what happened in May of this year. What happened on the 15th of May?
It's terrible. I was on duty, they just found me in the vehicle.
Mm.
They shot the vehicle. So, yeah, it's hard to explain everything, but you...
So you were in the field, right?
Yes, I was in the field.
And what time of day was it?
My last scene, it was around past one.
In the... Was it the night time?
Yes, it was night time.
So you were out in the field at night time and then in your vehicle, and then they started firing shots. Who are they? Are they the poachers, right?
Yes, it was poachers, yes.
And they are heavily armed?
Yes.
And they started firing shots at the vehicles?
Yes, the whole vehicle.
And what happened there? What happened next?
Just like I did try to fight back. So I think that's why today I'm alive, just because I did try to fight back. But I didn't know what will happen at the end.
What happened in the end? They shot you, right?
Yes, they shot me. And I fight back. I shot back. So... I'm the last shot. I'm the last shot. Just because it seems like they were running out of the bullet.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah.
Where did they get you?
No, they didn't come to the vehicle.
Where did they shoot you?
Oh, in the leg. In the leg, both leg.
And what happened then?
Yes, like I have waited that in the vehicle just because I was not having the movement. So until I using my phone to call the backup.
Moet seker verskriklik wees, Stefan. I mean, as you, when you sign up to become a game ranger, I mean, seriously, you probably didn't sign up for this, right?
Yeah.
Martin, I think actually, you know, we did. Most people sign up to look after the environment, and you do it for a purpose to, you know, to protect nature. But in our specific case, it was already that at the time of rhino poaching that was at a high, all-time high. So yes, when we signed up, you always have this in mind, and you know that this could happen. And if I can elaborate a bit more on Solly's issue, you know, on his incident, he was shot multiple times in both legs, and he kept his cool and used his experience and his training to stay alive. And if you look at the vehicle afterwards, you know, it looks like a SIF.
Sure.
And the amount of spent cases and the caliber that was used, you know, it's an actual miracle that he's alive today.
And he got shot in the shoulder and in the leg, and as a result of that, lost his leg.
Yes, that's correct. So he had to keep himself alive for an hour and 40 minutes before the first response teams could get to him. Mm. And from there, he was, you know, he used his own uniform to try to stop the blood. Mm. Applied a tourniquet to his left leg, where most of the damage was. And yeah, we were on the phone for that hour and 40 minutes. Trying to keep him motivated and
yeah.
And yes, I think his experience and his passion and the fact that he is the person that he is kept him alive.
Sure. We're going to continue chatting now to Solly and to Steve Frans sitting in our studio in Mbombela this morning. I think if you think of game ranging, you know, you think of those guys and those ladies out on those open top vehicles.
Yes.
Telling you about the bucks and the this and pointing out possibly the line under the tree and telling you beautiful stories about nature and conservation and stuff. Meanwhile, their jobs have this incredibly dangerous dark side to it.
Yeah.
Imagine you're driving along and the next time you're in the army.
That's
you
crazy.
Are part of a war.
And
here Solly sits to tell the story today. And I said, if you meer vertel, ek dink die groot vraag op hierdie stadium is, when you go through a traumatic experience like that, what do you do? Surely you think to yourself, "Nee, Canada, I didn't sign up for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This job is not for me."
Yeah.
Or do you keep doing it because that's your passion? We'll find out next time. When you
wake up
in
the morning, wake up with your morning family. I'll be by your side. Breakfast with Martin Bester.